WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Nearly 700,000, or 16% of Kentuckians, myself included, are deaf or hard of hearing. My guest today is going to talk about barriers to getting hearing aids and a unique solution he and colleagues came up with to address this problem. Evan Smith is a third-year medical student at the UK College of Medicine. Evan, thank you very much for chatting with me. I read and learned a lot in an article recently in UK Now about some work that you and colleagues have been doing circling around World Hearing Day and a World Hearing Day 5K run here in Lexington. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, my name's Evan. I'm a medical student at the University of Kentucky College of Medicine. And we've really been working on a charity event that can help benefit residents of Kentucky who have been diagnosed with hearing loss, whether that's from noise exposure, from a genetic deficiency, whatever have you, that would benefit from hearing aids but can't really afford them, or they don't have the financial means to access them. So our goal with this race was to kind of offset some of that cost. And we've done it in the past, and we raised a little bit of money, but given how expensive hearing aids are, we're trying to kind of grow this race every year so we can get, so we can provide a little bit of extra assistance to these patients. And so, yeah, it's coming up on March 14th, and we'd be excited to have anyone who wanted to sign up.
And it's pretty easy to find it online. Just if somebody puts into their search engine, World Hearing Day 5K, that should pop up pretty quickly.
Yeah, if you Google World Hearing Day 5K, it should come up. If you want to add UK otolaryngology, that will definitely make it come up.
I did a little bit of reading and self-interest, full disclosure. I am hard of hearing and utilize hearing aids myself. I had no idea about the incidence and prevalence of hearing loss and deafness in Kentucky. We're talking about a substantial minority of folks in our Commonwealth.
Yeah, that's a really good point. A statistic that I like to quote is hearing loss, or tinnitus, which is like a sensation of hearing that's often associated with hearing loss, is the number one complaint that people presenting to the Veterans Affairs Hospital come in with. So that is a huge number of people who are impacted by this condition.
Yeah, one statistic I saw was 700,000, or 16% of Kentuckians, and this is something that can negatively affect essentially a person's entire lifestyle, up to and including cognitive ability, if it's not addressed.
Definitely. I mean, if you're not able to hear the people around you, it can affect social scenarios, like going out to dinner with just your family is a common complaint we see when people around you are having conversations, but you're not able to participate and you find yourself just nodding and kind of trying to read facial expressions. And that can be extremely excluding and detrimental to people's both physical and mental health, especially in the elderly.
And hearing aids now are so sophisticated. I know for mine, I can adjust them so if I'm in a loud environment, it can reduce the extraneous noise and help me concentrate on the person with whom I'm trying to talk to, instead of, like you alluded to a moment ago, just kind of zoning out.
Yeah, definitely. The leaps and bounds of technological advancement in these hearing aids over the last couple of years has been astounding, and it would be really great if we could get that technology into patients' hands. But they do have quite a cost burden these days, unfortunately.
How did you get involved in this type of organization in putting together the run with all the burdens that a third-year med student or a second-year med student faces on your time? Been there, I remember. That must be something that is really near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it all kind of started when I was shadowing in the otology clinic, or the hearing clinic. I was shadowing, I have to give a shout out to Dr. McNulty, who is an otolaryngologist at UK, and she has done a great job of mentoring me. And I think it was in her clinic when I first remember her counseling a patient who was in dire need of of hearing aids or some type of assistive hearing device, but just couldn't quite get to the finish line of getting hearing aids based on their financial situation. And I remember hearing that and thinking, man, we have this great cure, essentially. They would be able to hear again, but they can't do this because of their financials. And I just thought there must be something we can do. And like you said, I'm a medical student, so I don't necessarily have the skills yet to kind of dive much deeper, but I thought a quick fix might just be to raise some money to help the patients in need. So another fourth-year medical student who's hoping to be an ENT as well, Dylan, I have to give him a shout-out as well. He kind of got the initial idea to have this 5K, and then as he was a fourth year, I kind of had a little bit more time. So working with Dr. McNulty, Dylan, and then one of the otolaryngology administrators, Lisa, we kind of all four just kind of brought it to fruition. You know, none of us really had race timing experience, but we just saw a need and a way we could help patients, and we kind of just learned as we went, and here we are.
And this is filling a real need, as you and I have discussed, and because Medicare doesn't routinely cover hearing aids, Medicaid coverage can leave folks with really high out-of-pocket costs. So this is a unique way of filling that gap. And I guess just to assure our listeners who aren't runners but who maybe want to participate, they can certainly come and walk as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there's you can either do the 5K and have it timed, or there's a 1 mile fun walk. If you just want to come and get a t-shirt and spectate, that's another great option. Really, it's just going to be a fun day at the Coldstream Research Campus. So if you just want to come hang out for the morning and be in good company, that's always an option for you.
Well, Evan, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about the World Hearing 5K and the work you and your colleagues you've talked about are doing?
Yeah, again, I just think it's for a great cause. You can come and participate knowing that your registration fee goes to improving hearing health access to residents of Kentucky. And overall, it's just going to be a fun experience, and we really look forward to having as many people there as we can. So thank you.
Well, Evan Smith, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. It was a pleasure.
My thanks today to Evan Smith, third-year medical student at the UK College of Medicine, for talking with us about the World Hearing Day 5K on March 14th at 8 a.m. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.